question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, with the warmer spring weather here again, it has us thinking sun and fun, and certainly a place where you'll find that and a lot more in droves is the Caribbean. So for our B-Block today, over the next 10 minutes, we thought it'd be a good time to check in with Frank Comito of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. But first, a message from show sponsor who have many great properties in the Caribbean, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
They certainly do, and spring travel is here, and whether you're on the move now or you're thinking about Memorial Day, which really isn't that far away, maybe it's a romantic getaway you want to plan or an essential business trip, Preferred Hotels and Resorts is offering a number of excellent offers right now, including their last-minute escapes, bed and breakfast deals, and special offers exclusively for MasterCard and Visa card holders.
You know, folks, whenever or wherever you'll be traveling, take 2 minutes today and sign up for exclusive elite status in their popular I Prefer loyalty program. This is their top level that you would have to travel a tremendous amount to qualify for. So get it now, and then you're going to be able to go enjoy it anytime. Things you're going to get are free room upgrades, private rates, priority early check-in and late check-out. You're going to get points for free meals, free nights, actually. Who doesn't want that? Hotel activities, so much more. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage, and sign up for the elite status, and then you are on your way.
All right, there's a lot to get to with Frank today. We're going to dive right in and welcome back to the show Frank Comito, who's waiting on that show hotline to share updates on the Caribbean.
Yes, he is, Mary. Frank, well, we'd actually prefer to be in the Caribbean doing this segment together, but at least through the magic of electronics and radio, we can make it happen. Welcome back to the big show with Mary and me today.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's always easy to imagine being in the Caribbean as well.
Yes. Well, we can hope. Listen, it's been 5 months almost to the day since we last connected with you back in November. So I really want to kick this off. Give us an update. Give us a report right now on how the Caribbean is doing in attracting and accommodating travelers.
Well, I mean, we've been seeing a steady flow of travelers into the region. Places like St. Thomas and St. Croix and Dominican Republic and Aruba, Puerto Rico, and so on have done better than others, but it's been a steady flow. Our advanced bookings are really promising. We're anticipating we're going to have a fantastic end of the year. And a build up to that over the coming months as well. The health safety protocols have been tried and tested in our destinations. Our incident rates of COVID for hospitalization as well as death rates, I'm sorry to say, but in the Caribbean are among the lowest in the world. I think we're at about 1/10 of what it is in the United States, about 1/6 of what it is in the UK. So all the stuff we've been doing since last spring, in terms of putting health safety protocols in place, doing the training, doing retrofitting of properties to be able to do more outdoor stuff, which people love to do, and people feel more safe doing. All of that's just in play, and we're just waiting for business to really start revving up in a big way.
Well, good to hear. Definitely good to hear some positive news. So I want to ask you, because you mentioned a few islands that we've read about and heard about. We've had listeners writing in. We have a listener who was just back from the Dominican Republic and had a really positive experience. So some of those islands clearly have been open a little longer and really have had a chance to get the protocols in place and do well. What about some of the islands that maybe have lagged behind a little bit over the past few months? How are they doing, and how are you guys supporting other islands as well?
Well, we've been supporting with ongoing training. In fact, I guess our next session is next week. We have literally put thousands of managers and supervisors through health safety training in a collaboration with the Caribbean Public Health Agency and ourselves, Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association, and everybody's participating in that. So you have even places like Anguilla right now is revved up and ready and accepting visitors. And again, we have health safety protocols. People should be mindful that there are entry requirements, typically on testing, and then they should be mindful that they need to return to, if they're U.S. travelers, return with
an
antigen type.
Yeah.
Antigen. And those tests are available. In fact, we just finished a survey. About 24% of our properties who responded to the survey are offering testing on site. So, you know, we're making it as easy as possible to facilitate that part in terms of the USCDC's requirement for returning travelers. And that's gotten really much better in the past couple of months.
Well, that's good to hear, for sure. You know, I mentioned to begin the conversation how we'd all prefer to be in the Caribbean talking in person. Certainly, I think it's because of the warmer spring weather we have here in the New York City area this week. It's been a welcome change. But you've talked a little bit about, you know, how things are going on the island. What are some things being required of travelers now coming to the Caribbean that you don't think will change anytime soon?
Well, and I think the testing is going to be in for a little while yet, and I think that's a global thing. I don't see that letting up, at least over the coming 6 months or so. But so there is a testing requirement in most of the destinations to enter into the Caribbean. The best thing to do is to actually check with the destination's website. You can always link to that through our website, on our consumer website, www.caribbeantravel.com. So you need to educate yourself a bit to understand the differences that might exist in different destinations. We've got over 30 destinations in the Caribbean. All of them are their own governments, independent and so on. It's even more challenging than a state kind of scenario. So there will be some variances. But by and large, to answer your question, generally there's a testing requirement to enter. Obviously, all the health safety protocols that mask wearing is certainly not when you're lying on the beach, but mask wearing is required for as you move out and about into the public spaces where you can encounter someone, and social distancing to a certain extent, and all of those protocols that the U.S. CDC is advising in terms of just hand washing and all of that are in place throughout the region.
I don't see that going away anytime soon.
When you mention the CDC, it makes me think of something. We've been talking a lot about the cruise industry on the show. We actually have an email coming up later this hour where we're going to be talking about somebody's got a question about the CDC and cruise ships. Yeah, they're under immense pressure to get cruise ships back in the waters from U.S. ports. We've been encouraging, frankly, our show fans to help us promote the hashtag Free the Cruise Ships, so that we can get past the CDC no sail ban on cruise ships here in America. But there are operators that are now planning to bypass the U.S., restart cruising from the Caribbean ports and elsewhere. I'd like to know your thoughts on that, because it certainly would be a benefit for local economies in the Caribbean if successful, wouldn't it?
Well, the cruise industry is really important to a number of our destinations in the Caribbean. So what's important is to make sure that the protocols are in place with that. And I know the cruise industry has been working very aggressively and has typically, traditionally, despite the perceptions, the misconceptions, has had pretty good health safety protocols within their ships. I think they learned more than anybody in the travel industry the impact of the norovirus many, many years ago and have invested considerably in health safety. So from that point of view, I think it's something that it's encouraging. Governments and heads of government in a number of our destinations in the region are in ongoing discussions with the cruise line heads as well. And I believe they're going to open up as soon as they can. And the home porting thing could work for a couple of areas. San Juan has traditionally been a good home port for the region, for the cruise industry. And we've seen some of it from other jurisdictions. Places like
The challenge with San Juan, though, is because that also falls under CDC, though, because of Puerto Rico.
That's right. But you have other places as well. And in the Bahamas, you have a number of private islands that the cruise ships go to as well. So I could see some of those kinds of things opening up sooner than later, possibly. And like I said, these are policy decisions by governments, Caribbean governments. They've been working with the cruise industry for some time on it, and recognizing the importance, to your point, Rob, as well. They touch many parts of the economy when they come into a place like Nassau. There's taxi drivers, there's attractions, there's excursions, there's the retail, there's the straw market kind of concepts, the vendors and so on. So it has a tremendous...
Well, that's our position on this. Yeah. I mean, it really is. Everyone might say, okay, I say this all the time, there are not a lot of people out there that are going to, maybe shed a tear for big corporations. We don't agree with that necessarily, but the fact is that could be somebody's position. But it's all the ancillary businesses that are supportive. And it could also just be from the hotel industry, or it could be from, whether it's rest, whatever it is, it's definitely a challenge. And, Frank, there's many chapters to be written in this, unfortunately.
Well, and we wrote a chapter, if you will, when we put together our extensive guidelines, health safety guidelines, protocols, and checklists for the industry back in the spring of last year, and all of our training has been based on that. We have a whole section for transportation providers, for ground tour operators, all those kinds of things that have an immediate impact. And we know destinations have been training their you know, small businesses and their vendors and so on.
Well, Frank, listen, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave that there because we have the clock. But CaribbeanTravel.com is going to get you all the information you need. As always, nice reconnecting with you. Thanks for joining Mary and me today, okay?
Great. Thanks much.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Frank. Take care.
All right, Frank Camino, Mary, CaribbeanTravel.com with the Caribbean Hotels and Tourism Association. Good to check in with him.
Always good to check in with him. All right, we need to take a quick sponsors break right now, but we've got a lot coming ahead, so keep that radio tuned in and stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.